Thank you, Kim. The end of the year saw the passing of three people who were significant members of the county, one lady in particular who was involved with us at Chatterbox. There is also a rare milestone celebrated for one gentleman, 50 years with the same company.
Peter Howell joined Hansel Solicitors aged just 16 as the office junior directly after leaving Sheringham High School in 1970. Mr. Howell, now 66, is just as well known for his work on stage as behind a desk. He has acted in theatre productions across Norfolk for decades. Mr. Howell, who lives in Coltishall with his wife Amanda, said he started at Hansel's Holt office after a weekend holiday job as a gardener for Dick Flower, a partner at the firm while he was still at school. He said, "It was coming up time for me to leave school, and Mr. Flower asked me what I thought about working for a law firm. I had interviews at Hansel's, and a local bank chose Hansel's, and I have been here ever since." Roger Holden, managing partner, congratulated Mr. Howell at the milestone and presented him with an overnight stay at Gorton Blackiston's Michelin-starred Morstan Hall. Mr. Holden says, "It's such an honour for us as partners that Peter has trusted his entire career to Hansel's. And for that, I can only say a heartfelt thank you."
Tributes have been paid to Norfolk-born cricketing legend John Edrich, who has died at the age of 83. Mr. Edrich, who was born in Blowfield near Norwich, was considered one of the finest batsmen of his generation and played for Norfolk, Surrey, and was an England international. Mr. Edrich attended Brackendale School in Norwich, and during his teens, he played for Blowfield Village and South Walsham. He came from a cricketing family, and his four cousins, Eric, Bill, Jeff, and Brian Edrich, all played first-class cricket. He did 2 years of national service in the Army in 1956 to 57 before being drafted in to play for Surrey in 1959, aged 21. A left-handed opener, he played 77 tests, scoring 5,138 runs at an average of 43.54. He was known as an even-tempered player with a strong sense of self-discipline, and he revealed no emotion if hit or beaten by a cricket ball. Mr. Edrich took part in the first one-day international for England in 1971 against Australia. He scored 80 runs and won the Man of the Match award. He was appointed captain of the Surrey side in 1973, a post he held for 4 years. He scored 103 first-class centuries and was awarded an MBE in 1977 in the Queen's Birthday Honours.
Tributes have been pouring in after the death of Norfolk-born footballer Mike Sutton at the age of 76. The former Norwich City midfielder's death was announced by his son, Chris, who played for the Canaries between 1991 and 1994. Mr. Sutton Sr. had been battling dementia. Writing on Twitter yesterday morning, Chris said, "My dad, Mike, sadly passed away yesterday. He was a great sportsman, teacher, husband, dad and granddad. He was my hero and I will miss him so much." Mike began his career with his local team Norwich City in 1962 before going on to play for Chester City and Carlisle United before he was forced to retire in 1972 because of injury. Following his retirement, Mike became a teacher at Helston High School and returned to football in 1976, playing for Great Yarmouth Town and coaching Norwich City's youth players. Mike was also heavily involved with Drayton Cricket Club and was club chairman from 2003 to 2004.
Marnie Meakin was known and loved by hundreds of volunteer ushers, colleagues and theatre audiences across Norfolk and was a valued member of Chatterbox as a reader some of you may remember hearing. Marnie ran the front of house for Laurence Olivier when his National Theatre was at the Old Vic and subsequently for Peter Hall when the National moved to its new home on the Thames. In a long career of caring for audiences, she was responsible for the health and safety of nearly 22 million theatregoers. She was born in Yorkshire and grew up in a strongly Methodist household. She was taken to the Matcham-designed Lyceum Theatre in Sheffield, where her passion for theatre was nurtured. She moved to London in 1958, where she worked in the Wedding Gifts Bureau at Harrods until the demands of a young family put paid to her work. In 1967, her life took its decisive turn when she went to the Old Vic to see the National Theatre's all-male production of As You Like It, starring Jeremy Brett, Derek Jacobi, Ronald Pickup, Robert Stevens, Charles Kay, and a young Anthony Hopkins in the flapper-inspired role of Phoebe. Marnie became an usher at the Old Vic, and for the next 18 years, as she rose to become front-of-house manager, she was to the public, actors and colleagues throughout the building the comforting and welcoming face of this great British institution. She established the routine that still operates of ensuring that more than 2,000 audience members every night are comfortable and safe. Her most unexpected moment came at the opening of the new National, when Peter Hall, momentarily forgetting the name of Richard Pilbrow, who was standing to his left, turned to his right and blithely introduced Marnie to the Queen. Leaving in 1986, she went to Norwich as front-of-house manager at the newly revived Theatre Royal. Until she retired in 2003, she was in sole charge of hundreds of volunteer ushers, as well as the coordination between the stage and the front-of-house that the audiences must never be aware of. When she retired, she became the receptionist at the Garage, a youth-run arts training venue. She took classes, met friends, and managed a busy social life and theatrical life until frailty and lockdown limited her horizon. She married Tony Meakin and had three children. You might like to hear Marnie when she was interviewed for Chat Around, so keep listening and it will follow after the news.